And just like the rest of the country, SA has seen a huge increase in property prices. There appears to be great demand for homes. Well, Ray White Woodside's Angus Campbell has gleaned from vendors that often they seem to be scared to sell because they feel there's nothing that they can then buy. He joins me now. Hi, Angus.
Yeah, hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It's been a while. You doing all right? You're pretty busy, I imagine.
Look, it's absolutely insane out there for real estate agents right now. But in saying that, you know, everyone thinks it's great to be a real estate agent right now, which it is. But,
excellent.
You know, we've had a pretty hard time at it since the GFC up until now. Mm. So, you know, we've got to have a bit of time in the sun, Jen.
Yeah, absolutely. So a shortage of properties on the market is becoming sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, you reckon?
Yeah, look, it is. And this is what we see, you know, with the supply demand kicking up prices, kicking up the demand. We see all sorts of different changes in the marketplace. And just to give you an example, capital cities have had a net loss of people, right, of 10,600 from some of the major capital cities around Australia heading away from there. And a lot of the people that we're seeing coming into South Australia, actually the vast majority of the makeup, are coming from New South Wales, which is very interesting. And this is compared to the net loss of people out of cap cities the year before, which was only 3,800. So we've gone from that nearly 4,000 to well over double. We've got 10,600 people escaping the city.
I see. Right. So they're buying up our properties. And then, and you're saying that maybe some properties that could be on the market aren't being on the market because people that would have sold them are worried that they won't be able to get another spot.
I am hearing this almost daily. And this is not only coming from people that are afraid to put their properties on the market because they've got nowhere to go. This is also coming from my vendors that are already on the market, and they're looking and looking and looking whilst they're on the market, and they're not finding anything suitable for them. So they're turning around to me and saying, well, what are we going to do, Angus? If we sell next week, we've got nowhere to go. So we love the offer that you've just presented, but we're afraid to accept it because we've got nowhere to go. So can you give us a longer settlement? Or, you know, help us out here. How can we accept this offer when we've really got nowhere to go? We just haven't found anything suitable to go to.
Oh. But surely there's like quite a few people out there who have investment properties that aren't their home that they could maybe sell for a high price at the moment. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that because that is actually what a lot of these vendors are considering doing. So I did have an example the other day where one did exactly that. They sold, they had nowhere to go to. So they ended up actually buying a smaller property in the interim and quite affordable. In fact, I believe they bought that at Murray Bridge because the prices down there are incredibly good. And they'll stay there and just hang out there for a year or so. Until they find the one, and then they'll keep that Murray Bridge property as an investment. And we all know that with Murray Bridge, there's a lot of employment happening there soon with the reopening of TFR, and that will be a progressive rollout. So there's going to be a huge shortage, really, of housing for people that are coming into the area down there to live and work in that area. So that's probably not a bad idea.
Mm. And the hills are going gangbusters, aren't they?
Ah, when isn't it, Jenny? The Adelaide Hills, it's the land of champions, as we've always known. But lifestyle, look, you know, I use Murray Bridge as an example. You can be in Adelaide at the toll gate, you know, in around 45 minutes, depending on the roadworks. But Adelaide Hills, clearly it's under that. Really, what we're seeing is the post-pandemic work from home scenario, and this has been brought forward by a good 10 years, where it's incredibly acceptable to now work from home from anywhere. So it doesn't even have to be provincial, you know, regional areas close to the city. It can be even further out. So I know that the agents that I talk to in Tail and Bend for example, there's nothing available. Now, they've never, ever seen that market before. Mm. So right now, if you want to buy a house in Tailand Bend, you're paying the highest prices that you've ever paid, and there's really nothing available. So supply and demand right now is the best that we've ever seen since the mid-'80s. And if I was a betting man, I would suspect that it's probably going to last for the majority of this year. But Jenny, I don't know about you, but I can smell an election coming up.
Mm.
I reckon there's got to be one around the corner. If you look at it economically from a government perspective, surely with unemployment rates going down this year, you've got the rollout of COVID vaccines, so sentiment will increase. And also that sunnier period heading into summer, say October, November, when they traditionally run an election, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something cold in the later part of, say, winter, early part of spring. Now, what normally happens in that period is that once the election's called, people kind of stop a bit. They just take a bit of stock on what the current situation is, albeit I think the momentum in the real estate market's been quite good up until this point. I think once they call the election, I think it will have a slight effect on the market. So, look, if I was a betting man, certainly if I was in government, I would be telling ScoMo to call the election for November while things are heading in the right direction for him. I think that'll probably give him the best chance. So don't be surprised to see there's an election called toward the latter part of this year. And if that does happen, that may be the speed hump that we see in the local property market. And then you've got interest rates, which we are expecting the banks to start increasing the interest rates independently of the RBA because there's too much activity at the moment. I think the RBA are set to increase earlier than they're predicted, 2024 increases, but I think it's going to happen earlier than that.
Well, it's about time, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And it's a good sign if it happens. Obviously, it's not ideal for anyone that's at capacity with mortgage. And then a lot of people have gone out there and really spent up, and they're probably going to be quite sensitive toward any rate increases. But that's only a small percentage of the market. It won't affect a huge number. And I think it's a good sign, good sentiment all round if we start seeing things grow. We need to. I mean, you know, the market's been low for an incredibly long time, the record cash rates as low as they are. So, look, there's a few things to look out for on the horizon. I'm really looking at this from the perspective of what I think may happen. It may not, but if I was a betting man, that's the way I'd look at it.
Yeah. And just lastly, Angus, any tips for potential vendors who are concerned about not finding somewhere suitable to move to at the moment?
Well, you know, based on what I've just said about what could potentially happen, don't wait to the end of the market wave, which we're currently experiencing, to get on board. I think you're going to get the premium out of the market right now if you're a vendor considering selling. I think now is the time to go. Put your property on the market now. Go for a longer settlement. So sell it and just say, all right, well, let's give it 3 or 6 months. So I've got plenty of people doing that at the moment as well. They're just going for a longer settlement, but securing that higher price while the market's so buoyant. So now is a very good time to do it. Or if that's not doable, put your property on the market, then try and find something suitable and consider some perhaps bridging finance to purchase that property before you've sold yours. So there are a couple of other good options out there. But all in all, Jenny, my biggest suggestion for vendors is to have a good chat with your local real estate agent. Make sure that they know exactly what you want. When we have 70% of our properties not even hitting the market before they sell, you've got to have a chat with your real estate agent. Make sure that they know what you're after, because you probably want to be trying to be one of those people, be one of the 70% of people that are actually snapping up properties before they even hit the market, which I've never seen anything like that before.
That's incredible.
In my life. It is amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So 70% of everything that we've sold this year so far, we have not even had to take a picture.
There you go. Oh, really lovely to have a chat with you again, Angus. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, that's all right, Jean. No worries.